Hey, Scott, Rockfile back with another podcast review for you. Going to talk about the new movie, Late Night with the Devil. Okay, this is the whole reason why I look for movies off the beaten path. Movies that are not the big blockbusters. Something small that was made somewhere by a bunch of people who know what they're doing, and it's really, really, really good. The short version is, don't listen to anything else about this movie if you think you would enjoy a horror movie that looks like a documentary based on a 70s true event. Watch this movie. It had a short theatrical release in the United States and Australia. It grossed over $11 million. I think its budget was around $1 million. There's not really a whole lot of postings about that. So it made more than its budget back, and now it's on Shudder and other streaming services as of last Friday, April the 19th. The two brothers that directed the film I've never heard of, although it looks like they've been directing horror movies since 2012. They've done some Australian things that got some decent reviews. By the way, this movie is sitting at 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. The users are a little less. I think it's like 82% or something like that. And I can see some people not getting into the vibe of this movie. It really is a documentary, not a 70s documentary is what I was going to say. It's a modern documentary on a 70s event, a supposed event. It's a mockumentary kind of thing. At least that's the tack that's taken for two-thirds, almost three-quarters of the film. David Dasmalchian, however you say his name. He has been an actor in all sorts of superhero movies, dramas, comedies, you name it. He's a fantastic actor, and he does a great job playing a late-night talk show host. The setup by the narrator at the very beginning, and this will be a spoiler-free review. This is all in the trailers and all, you'll first 5 minutes. The first 8 minutes, really, is the setup of the documentary. Michael Ironside is the director. They talk about the 70s, what led to late-night TV shows, why Johnny Carson is number one, and all the people who came behind him, and why this particular show, Night Owls, is number two. Always been number two and could never catch Johnny Carson, although they tried. Now their ratings are down. They've been on the air for years. They're trying a Halloween episode, something different, and they've invited some special guests on the show. And that's the setup for the movie. Movie's a little over 90 minutes. It's not very long. I guess it's almost an hour and 40 minutes with credits and all that. It has a very, I would say, 70s ending, which I absolutely loved. And for a lot of the movie, it is exactly what I said it is. It is a 4x3 square, kind of square image, old TV image of this 70s talk show as the show begins and goes through having the first few guests and everything. And when the show cuts to the commercials, instead of showing commercials, it goes to black and white, wider screen, and you see behind the scenes, what's going on behind the actual set. You know, as they discussed, do we really want to do this? We're bringing this little girl on a late night talk show and blah, 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 blah. And so you get kind of a very documentary, two-sided look at what's going on in this talk show. And so I'm lulled into it. I'm actually interested because I'm in broadcast and I like these kind of things, you know, mockumentaries, and especially when they're incredibly well done. There's all sorts of little things in the filming and behind the scene that they do that actual TV stations do during shows like this. Like not counting down the last few numbers when they go 5-4 and then you don't hear anything else, but their hands are moving. That's a TV thing because sometimes audio would start early. And anyway, you can Google all that about old TV. But anyway, little attention to detail to that makes what happens 2/3 of the way through the movie so jaw-dropping. You can't believe what you're seeing is seeing. It's pretty gory. You know, this definitely movie falls into the horror category. And then they do some things to not really trick you, but kind of subvert your expectations and then flip them on their head and then flip them on again. It's really well done. The two brothers who wrote and directed the film, kudos. Kind of like Radio Silence, the folks who made Ready or Not to the new Abigail. They seem to be a team that knows what they're doing to make these kind of things, because this really, it sucked me in by how well it was made and how entertaining the 70s documentary was, talking about this talk show. You know, before it got anywhere near anything supernatural, it was all just very fascinating. But there's this ominous feel that something is coming. And so when they started interviewing the guests and the guests say a few things and then some weird things happen and whatever, well, again, this is a spoiler-free review. But I will say the last 10 to 15 minutes were truly a WTF kind of, you know, jaw on the floor, I have to rewind and watch that again kind of thing. This is someone who's a big fan of horror movies and a big fan of movies that can surprise me and change, you know, my perception of what I thought this movie was going to be. Subverting expectations, changing things up, just keeping it interesting. It's hard in 2024. We've kind of done everything. But this is something new, something different. And I guarantee you the last few minutes of the film, you've never seen anything like it. So kudos to them. So my review is, go see this any way, shape, or can. If it's still playing near you, which I think it was pulled out of theaters after just a couple of weeks, I would go see it on the big screen. I think it was highly entertaining. I bought a 4K copy on a streaming service. It was quite good. By the way, the Dolby Atmos was great. The soundtrack is really good. It's available on Shudder, so if you have Shudder, you can watch it. It's available on other streaming services. I think only to buy. It's probably not ready to rent yet. And I have no idea if there's going to be a home video release. I am someone who does not buy digital copies. I just have never have. I've bought a few video games digital copies just because it was easier. I couldn't find a hard copy. And I will buy the occasional movie, either if it's on sale, it's so dirt cheap that the Blu-ray or the 4K I bought didn't come with a digital copy, and maybe I want to watch it down the road somewhere else. But it's very rare. This was that case of, I don't know if this is going to get a home video release. That it made money, it should. I'm expecting some kind of very cool release by the time Halloween rolls around. But it's not guaranteed, and there's been no announcements. So it was like, do I want to watch this while I'm in the mood to watch it? Am I going to pay the $14.99? And well, if I went to the movie theater to see that, I'd pay that plus popcorn and stuff. So anyway, I ponied up $15 and I got my money's worth. This is one of the best horror movies I've seen in years. It is one of the best horror movies of its nature of all time. I'll put this on a very, very short list of horror movies in the 21st century that stand up as classics to anything that have come before. The Exorcists of the World and the things like that. Fantastic. I really enjoyed it. Like I said, you may or may not enjoy the documentary part of it, and that will kind of temper your expectations on the rest of it. But I'm the first reviewer who will say I'm sick of the slow burn. This would technically be a slow burn kind of film. And boy, does it pay off. Some slow burns are not a payoff. I really enjoyed this film. And I can't wait to watch it again, actually. And it's going to be something that I watch regularly in the month of October, I think. It's fantastic. Really. I can't say enough great things about it. And I don't want to oversell it because it may not be everybody's cup of tea. But for me, I doubt there's going to be a horror movie anytime this year that's going to top this one for me. Late Night with the Devil, it's available to stream now. Hopefully we get a hard copy down the road. I'll be the first one to buy that 4K steelbook if they do it. I'm Scott. I'm Rockfile. I've been itching to make this for 2 days since I watched the movie. I just haven't had time to do a podcast. So thank you for listening. Go watch Late Night with the Devil and hang on. More podcasts are on the way. Links are below. And have a great day.